Good morning. Skies remain partly cloudy this morning after a gusty northwesterly breeze late yesterday. The breeze has shifted a bit, and that's directing any lake effect scattered snow showers off to the south and west and into central New York, while the rest of the region remains dry. The result today will be another partly sunny day. It'll be breezy and colder than average again, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. With high pressure temporarily building in tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, and remaining cold with lows back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Another disturbance will dive down from southern Canada through the Great Lakes and into our region tomorrow. We'll start off the day dry with some sunshine, although clouds will be on the increase through the afternoon. The wind will pick up out of the southwest and temperatures will push into the lower 50s. As that system pushes through, we can expect a few scattered late day rain and snow showers. The rain and snow showers will persist into the overnight hours before diminishing by Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, the wind will flip to the northwest, and temperatures will top out in the upper 40s and lower 50s for the second half of the weekend. Early next week, the trend will be towards somewhat milder air moving in with high pressure in control. Overnight lows will still be chilly, and generally in the lower 30s for Sunday night and Monday night, while afternoon highs Monday and Tuesday will be in the lower 50s with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. A large storm will develop in the western part of the country toward midweek next week. This will highly determine our weather for the latter stages of the week here in the northeast. Right now, it looks like weak pieces of this storm may move through on Wednesday and Thursday with scattered showers. And we'll continue the warming trend with the cold air diving out toward the west. Readings will push up into the middle and upper 50s here in the northeast for Wednesday and Thursday for Halloween. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, freeze warnings and frost advisories out once again for a large part of the Missouri Valley, Ohio Valley, Appalachians, Mid-Atlantic region, and southeast. Temperatures tonight are expected to drop close to, and in some cases below freezing in these locations, and it'll be the first frost or hard freeze of the season in some spots. And winter storm watches are in effect for the northern Rockies of Montana for late in the weekend into Monday. Upslope easterly winds will cause snow and will develop over the north central part of Montana Sunday afternoon. Snow will continue through Monday before tapering off from north to south Monday night. 4 to 7 inches of snow expected across the plains and valleys, with 10 to 20 inches of snow for the mountains. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Londrina, Brazil, at 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 16 degrees, with a northwest wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 32, 76% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Daniel and Moose, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 41, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2 inches even for the month, which is 88 hundredths below normal, and 38.32 inches for the year, which is 5.99 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 217 and 389 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 77, set in 1963, and the record low, 19, in 1981. Sunrise this morning is at 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m., 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, cold today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and cold today with a few rain or snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few snow showers and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, cool today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, breezy in the lower 50s with a late-day rain or snow shower. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Sunday, lower 50s. Partly sunny Monday and Tuesday, lower 50s. And mostly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday with the chance of showers and highs in the middle to upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.